This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. About 162 million tons of freight move through Wisconsin each year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, that freight has an annual value of $122 billion, and a good portion of those products end up traveling through La Crosse on a daily basis. Here today to talk about freight rail in La Crosse are La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot and La Crosse County Board Supervisor Maureen Friedland. We invited a representative from BNSF Railway to join this conversation, and they declined. I want to just start out by playing a quote from the Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner, Jeff Plaley. I know you all have been meeting with him in regards to this project here in La Crosse. But he talks about sort of the picture that the state has seen when it comes to rail traffic. It almost goes to show that here in La Crosse, we're not totally unique.
In the two and a half years that I've been on this job, the expansion of rail throughout the state has just increased exponentially. There are more trains, longer trains, heavier trains, faster trains in just about every corner of the state. The railroads are making enormous capital investments in upgrading their rail. And there's a few things that are driving that. Number one, the frac sand industry in the state has just taken off like gangbusters. So there's a lot of sand that's going out west and down south, and then just the amount of crude oil that's moving via rail has increased a lot. So yeah, Wisconsin we're kind of at an epicenter because of our proximity to Chicago, our abundance of sand, and getting the crude to the refineries out east. I was at a rail conference not long ago, and everybody from across the country wanted to know about two states, Wisconsin and North Dakota. Well, the big oil in North Dakota and the big sand boom here in Wisconsin. So, no, it has grown. People have asked me, anecdotally, they said, gosh, it seems like we're seeing a lot more trains. Is it my imagination? And no, it's definitely not.
And that's one thing that people say in La Crosse is that anecdotally they see a lot more trains. And as the Railroad Commissioner of Wisconsin said, it's true.
Right. Well, let me point out, though, that there is concern up and down the river and throughout the entire country, though, about the increased traffic that's going through. And it's safe trains that don't create environmental damage and hurt people in neighborhoods are very important. But it would be a mistake to think, though, that increased rail traffic is the only way that we can move goods around the country. Without going into this too much, we need to be looking at an energy policy that highlights more than just fossil fuel extraction. We need to be talking about renewables. We need to be talking about solar and wind, local transmission, a national energy policy with targets, clean biofuels, public transportation, electric cars. It's not completely clear that more production is lowering prices of oil and that we have the great benefit of taking these fossil fuels out of the Bakken Range in North Dakota and Montana that warrants the problems that local communities are facing. And renewables also drive jobs as well. So that's part of all of this. That's part of the bigger picture that I really think we have to keep in mind as well.
And this increased traffic, I mean, it does show that something's going right in the economy. Do we see much of the benefits of increased traffic here in La Crosse? I think, Mayor, you talked about how there are hundreds of jobs that the railroad supports in the area.
Yeah, BNSF here locally is one of our larger employers. So I don't know if they have seen an increase in the overall number of jobs here recently, but my expectation level is that they have seen an increase and that it's, you're talking several hundred jobs, which obviously has an impact here locally to La Crosse.
Would adding this second line that we've been talking about provide any other sort of economic benefit besides the possibility of creating more jobs?
That's a really good question, and I don't know the answer to that. I think that's probably a question for the railroad folks to understand again, back to what Maureen was saying in this bigger picture, I mean, all of these things are connected and very critical, and having national policies when it comes to energy and state policies when it comes to energy and railroad safety and just all of those things. You know, we're talking about very complex and significant issues, and here we are again kind of right at the epicenter of many of them coming together. So it's a very significant thing for our community.
And what about the frac sand issue? Because Commissioner Plaley referred to the fact that with the frac sand mine boom in western Wisconsin, they've seen more traffic increase. Of course, we hear stories about how frac sand mining is kind of at a standstill right now. Is that something that we're seeing move through La Crosse more often? I know when I've asked BNSF about this in the past, they've declined to comment. Canadian Pacific has said that, yes, they have seen more, but...
Again, I don't have any hard data in front of me, so I can only guess. But my guess would be that there has been increased sand heading out west from this area, which has contributed to the overall increase in train traffic that we have seen here in La Crosse.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. My guests today are La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot and La Crosse County Board Supervisor Maureen Friedland. We're talking about freight train traffic in the La Crosse area. Maureen, I know you have been working with a newly formed group here in the La Crosse area called Citizens Acting for Rail Safety. I'm wondering if you can talk about that and maybe why that was formed.
Right. We have a number of people in the area who are very concerned about the what's sometimes been called the Ford Pintos of the rail cars or others. Another reference has been Vesuvius on the railroad tracks. We do have other people who are concerned in the whole region going down into the county below us, Verdon County, and all into Minnesota as well. There's many issues that cross the Mississippi River. So we've formed a new group called CARS, Citizens Acting for Rail Safety. And it's not a formal group at this point, but a number of people are interested in it. And we've talked to neighbors and we've talked to neighborhood groups as well. And we know that there's quite a lot of concern about the rail cars going through.
And I understand, too, that you've been watching what happened over in the Minnesota side with the crude oil spill from Red Wing down to Winona.
Right. I'll point out that spill that was between Red Wing and Winona was found by a citizen who was walking along the tracks, which leads us to ask the question of what other kinds of oil spills or oil leakage is there.
And that's what happened. There was a leakage and crude oil was spilling. They kind of call it like a splattering along the train tracks.
Right, although it turned out to be more than just that. So it was important. There are some issues with the local ability to respond in Minnesota that we think the state legislature should be looking at. The fire chief here has talked about his inability to have a mutual aid pact with Minnesota, and that's something that the legislature could be working on. These issues really do cross the river.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with CARS? I know it's a newly formed group, and I'm sure you're still trying to figure out your big long-term goals, but...
Well, like I said, we don't think it's time to be laying a second track until many of these issues are resolved and are further along. So we'd like to see an environmental impact statement. We'd like to see more certainty on what kinds of landscaping is going to be done. We'd like to see more resources for combating the disasters. We can ask the questions. We can ask for a public meeting. I should point out that we've learned that BNSF is required to have a public meeting that or a public hearing that discusses the safety at rail crossings, a very formal, structured kind of event where testimony can be given about the crossings and the safety at the crossings. But
because that's a state issue.
Yes, but the bigger issue as to what happens to our community when the character is altered is not something that can be brought up at that meeting. So we're a little discouraged that the issues are so limited, but we'd like to engage BNSF in some more conversation to help the neighborhoods out. We've been told that the railroads no longer come through communities and do whatever they want to do, that they don't destroy communities in the way. So nationally, there have been some steps that have been taken to lessen community impacts, and those are the kinds of processes that we'd like to engage in, and we'd like to see that happen before a second track is built.
And you two have been meeting with BNSF, state lawmakers, the Office of the Commissioner of Railroads at private meetings here in La Crosse. Can you talk about what's been going on at those meetings and maybe even, too, why they're private?
Well, I can't really answer the second part of your question. I have only attended those meetings as far as whether they're public or private. But I know the goal really is to try to, again, understand what are the impacts from the railroad and what is it going to mean when it comes to all of our, you know, again, neighborhoods and utilities and everything else. So in order for us to really have the total scope, we've met once, I know, with the representatives from BNSF to get a better understanding of what they're proposing. And I think it's important the railroad commissioner was there as well, because I guess what I'm looking for is leadership on behalf of the state and the federal government, because, again, this is a national issue when you're talking about shipping from North Dakota out to Albany, New York, and beyond. That's interstate commerce. So the federal government really has to step up, as well as the state. Each individual state has their plans and safety protocol and everything else. So I think there needs to be that dialogue with the state representatives as well, because, again, we can look at our impacts here locally, but the broader ones really need other people involved.
Maureen?
Yes. My coworker and friend, Karen Ringstrom, and I asked to meet with BNSF. That's how that one meeting came about. She also working as a citizen and not in any kind of official capacity. So our local senator was kind enough to arrange an informal meeting where we could just say some of the issues that we were concerned about. And it wasn't formal or structured in any kind of way. It wasn't a formal meeting. It was just an informal discussion to get some of the issues out and learn some of the information.
So do you have any sense as to whether or not, how rail will look in La Crosse County in another 10, 20, 30 years? I'm not sure if there are any dormant tracks in La Crosse County, but I know that there are tracks that have been unused for many, many years that other rail companies are starting to reopen again. Is that a possibility of this happening elsewhere in the county or in the area?
Well, I think I'll take a stab at it, and maybe Maureen can jump in as well. I think if you look at kind of nationally and what's happening in the trends, I don't think it's difficult to imagine that we will see more rail traffic as well as demands for either, as you said, maybe reopen some tracks or some sidings or other areas that are not being used right now, just because the opportunities are tremendous when it comes to, you're talking a 400% increase, I think, since 2005 of shipping oil via train. So those all will have ramifications for the market. And because we are a crossroads here, so to speak, in La Crosse, I do think you'll see more demands for increase.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because it's been urged on a national level that the trains avoid populated areas, but it doesn't sound like La Crosse is considered to be a populated area. And it's also been urged to lower speeds, and it's the verdict's still out, I suppose, on whether the speed limit can be reduced or controlled better here in the La Crosse area. We'd like to see a rerouting in other areas so that not all of the rail comes through the La Crosse area, whether that's practical or possible. Maybe in 20 years it is. Maybe it's not just a dream that we can think of.
Really briefly, is there anything else that the two of you would like to talk about today when it comes to freight?
I don't think so. I think other than just we're really still trying to understand the total scope of what's going on and, you know, hope to really engage with our citizens and community to try to deal with those impacts as best as we can.
Maureen?
Well, the energy boom is good for business, and we support that and we need that, but we also have to be concerned about people and property in the environment. They have to be protected as well also. We could be just a broken rail away or a human error away from a major tragedy. We have two high schools, Central High School and Logan High School, that are both very near the track, Central High School particularly. If there's an explosion there and the wind is prevailing from the east, we could have significant loss of potentially loss of life. So we want to make sure that this all proceeds as safely as we possibly can.
Maureen Friedland is a La Crosse County Board Supervisor, and Tim Cabot is La Crosse's Mayor. Today, we were talking about freight rail in La Crosse. A representative from BNSF was invited to talk about the company's expansion plans on this show, but turned down the offer. Listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers.